What would happen if you doubled, even tripled, the number of appointments you're going on for the month of March? Welcome to the Tom Ferry Show. Hey, welcome back to the Tom Ferry Show. Quick episode as we get into the third month of the year. Happy March to you. Here's my question for you. What would happen if you doubled or tripled the number of appointments you were going on with buyers and sellers just for this month? Now, no matter what day you're watching this, you can adopt this strategy. Here's my question for you. What would happen if you did? What would happen if you doubled or tripled the number of appointments you went on? Think about it. Matter of fact, give me the comments below. What do you think would happen to your business? Now, what I want to do is help you unpack just a few simple adjustments that you can make that would actually cause that to happen. Now, I know, as you know, the human mind can only have one dominant thought at a time. Now, you might be saying, Tom, what does this have to do with setting appointments? Well, I can tell you, for years and years and years, I've taught this principle where if I was sitting down with you one-on-one and I would say, hey, when you get to the office, like, what's the dominant thought? What's going through your head? And having done this for what feels like forever, I've heard everything from, oh my God, I got to work on this file, to, oh my God, I got to get myself organized, to, well, I'm in the middle of this project, or, you know, I've got some family things going on. And I say, okay, well, all that's wonderful. Here's the challenge though. The power of right focus says, I've got to have the right focus if I want to be wildly successful. If I want to be wildly successful, I've got to have the right focus from the moment I wake up all the way through that activity being completed. So what if I said to you, the number one focus I want you to have going forward is scheduling appointments. So you wake up in the morning and you're like, who's my next appointment going to be? Who am I going to follow up on today? Who am I going to win some business from today? And you go to the gym and you do your morning routine and you kiss your children or your puppy or whoever, and you race to the office. And as you're entering the end of the MLS to look and see what's new, what's exciting, what are the new properties, you're only thinking of, who am I going to schedule an appointment with to show that property? Or, wow, that new listing reminds me I need to call that person and get their home on the market at the right price. Everything is about getting more appointments.
Marketing is ever evolving, and with the emergence of AI, the rate of change is faster than ever. Adapt quickly to AI-driven marketing strategies or risk falling behind. This is precisely why we've created the AI Marketing Academy, a 4-week virtual intensive tailored to integrate AI seamlessly into your marketing strategy. You'll start with unraveling the basics of AI, then you'll get to grips with essential AI tools. And finally, you'll learn how to incorporate these tools into effective real-world marketing tactics. Space is limited. Don't miss your chance to be a part of the future.
Whatever you focus on expands. Now, my question is, what has to change for you to have that mindset so you can go out and double or triple the number of appointments? Number one's very simple. You got to decide why it's a must. You have to understand, like, why is this a must for you? What are the benefits that you experience when you double or triple, right? Is it potentially 2 times the revenue? Is it potentially just to say, I know I can? Is it getting a visual scoreboard up on the wall and telling everybody this is what I'm committed to, and who wants to make a little side bet for some competition? Only you know the benefits you receive from making this happen. But you always start, when you set a goal, to know why you're doing it. Why is this a must? Number two, I wrote down, you need to figure out what you need to start saying no to. What you need to start saying no to. Now, what does this mean? When it's, you know, 8:30 in the morning and you're on the MLS and you've just looked at what's going on and you've got some insights and you can't wait to call some clients, but first you do a little 5-minute role play, you warm up your voice, you get yourself excited, right? Get into that enthusiastic state. I'm going to get on the phone. I'm going to start sending some texts. I'm going to do what I got to do to generate appointments. Then what happens, right? Boom, you get on the phone. But what if your buddy walks by and says, hey, what are you doing for lunch today? Like, that's where you got to be like, no, not right now. Hey, I'm busy. I'm getting on the appointments. What do you need to say no to? Maybe it's the, hey, I've got this special client in town. Do you want to go preview some property with me? No, I can do that after I book a couple appointments. Or maybe just no, not this month. You know, and I know, when we say no more often, it's just as powerful as saying yes. And in some cases, even more powerful, because you're cutting off the distractions. You're cutting off the distractions and staying focused on your goal for the month of March. The next thing I wrote down is, of course, what do you need to say yes to? Well, here's one thing you might want to consider saying yes to. What if you loosened up what an appointment means? Like I've asked people in the past, so what's a good appointment for you? Someone that is absolutely going to list their house in the next 30 days. And I'm like, great. How many of those do you get on a monthly basis? Maybe 2 to 4. Okay, great. What if it was a meeting with someone I like who wants to talk about real estate, wants to get more information, is thinking about doing something, you know, in the near future? Is that still a good appointment? Now, is it as great as I need to buy in the next 30 days because I'm being, you know, relocated from my job? Is it as great as, hey, we need to put our home on the market right away because of these reasons? No, but I would argue it's just as good. And I'd rather you be doing that than, I don't know, like I mentioned, going on caravan with somebody else or screwing around inside the office. I'd rather you go on a few of those appointments. So what do you need to say yes to in order to double or triple? One thought is, or additional thought is, you might need to say yes to your old leads. You might need to say yes to looking back and saying, who are all the people that I talked to during the pandemic that did or didn't do a transaction? Who are all the people I talked to in 2023 when the rates went wild that did or didn't do a transaction? Maybe you're going to look inside your MLS and you're going to see opportunity with for sale by owners or expired listings or any other lead pillar that potentially in the past you said no to. What if just for the next 30 days you said yes to? See, the game of getting more appointments is saying no to the distractions, but saying yes to the opportunities that can lead you to more business. Now, I wrote down number three is, if it's not in your schedule, it doesn't exist. You've heard that from me 100 times before, but what does that mean? What if you said, okay, I'm going to be on the phones from 9 to 11, Monday through Friday, and at least for 2 hours over the weekend. At least for 2 hours over the weekend, because we know if you're calling on Saturday mornings, you're going to get a ton of people on the phone, and you know the work week is over. They're a little more excited to chat. Hey, we are thinking about it. Yes, we're going to make that decision. So having some Saturday and Sunday follow up time is going to get you a ton of appointments. We know that if it's not in your schedule, it doesn't exist. Again, what do you need to say no to, and what do you need to say yes to? The last one, it reminds me of a story I haven't told in a long time. I had the good fortune to sit down and have lunch with the great coach, Chuck Daly. Chuck was, if you remember, he was the coach of the Detroit Pistons way back in the day with Isaiah Thomas and those guys winning some championships back to back. And then he was the first coach of the real superstar Olympic dream team with like Michael Jordan and Larry Bird and Magic Johnson and all those incredible players. And I remember asking him, so what was it like to coach those guys? And he said, it was the easiest thing on the planet, you know, just kind of push them and tell them what the goals were and then have them sort of work through their own processes. I'm like, but what about the Detroit Pistons? Like, what was sort of the secret to that? Because they were always a good team, but it felt like they could never get over the hump, right? They could never get over the hump and start winning at the level that certainly they looked like they were capable of. And he said, the difference was when I finally figured out to say to them, where are you most comfortable to make the shot? Like on the offensive side, because they were great on defense. Where are you most comfortable? And he said, literally, I had all the guys go out one day, take tape and write their name on it, where they were most comfortable on the floor to make the shot, to book the appointment, if you will. And he said, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and create as many plays as I can to get you the ball where you're most comfortable. And when I do, you better make the darn shot. And he said, I know it sounds simple, Tom, but that was really it. And it really got me thinking. That's exactly like you. Who are you most comfortable getting an appointment with? Who are you the best at getting an appointment with? Who, like, if I give you the opportunity, you're going to get them. Is it an online Google lead? Is it at an open house? Is it somebody inside your farm? Is it a referral? Is it a past client or client who wants to refer you someone or do another direct transaction? I hope you're comfortable with a lot of different ways and not just one, because that would be scary. But I want to say to you, if you truly want to double the number of appointments, obviously, first and foremost, it's going to be focused. It's going to be getting rid of the distractions. It's going to be opening up to a yes. It's going to be making sure that everything is in my schedule, right? That I'm really clear on what it is I want to accomplish and why I want to do it. And then from there, it's about doing what you're comfortable with first, as much as you can, and then go to the stuff that's maybe a little more challenging. Does that make sense? Now, I would love your feedback. Fast Show marches off to the races. The spring market is officially here. And what I know is whoever has the most appointments this month is going to have an unbelievable month of April. So promise me that you're going to go for it this month. Promise me that you're going to push yourself. You're going to go as hard as you can to book as many appointments as you can so you can make the beginning of the second quarter absolutely bananas. All right, let me know in the comments. I can't wait to see you next week. Remember always, your strategy matters, and now more than ever, your ability to book those appointments and go serve those clients, that's what rules the day. See you next week. Hey, if you like this content, make sure you get back to my channel and check out Jason Pantana, This Week in Marketing, the Tom Ferry Podcast Experience, and of course, Mindset Monday.